USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The feds believe they have their man, a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guard member arrested Thursday in connection with the recently revealed U.S. intelligence leaks. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says the Defense Department has rules.
We're just not going to discuss or confirm classified information due to the potential impact on national security, as well as the safety and security of our personnel and those of our allies and our partners.
A batch of classified documents was posted to a site popular with gamers, and it revealed sensitive information about Ukraine and some U.S. allies. Former Vice President Mike Pence says there's a lot of classified information that could have been revealed.
China's hypersonic weapons being tested. There's information about countries that may be providing support to Russia from across the Arab world.
Authorities are still investigating what led to a fatal shooting at a Louisville bank this week. Now, the family of the shooter says they plan to have his brain tested for CTE. The flooding in South Florida is being described as unprecedented this week. Broward County Mayor Lamar Fisher.
Nature wasn't kind to us, and that's just unfortunate. Being unprecedented, having a storm like this, 26 inches of water in the airport is unprecedented, so we have never had to deal with such an item.
The drenching downpours grinding things to a halt, with more than 2 feet of rain falling at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. Planes were staying put. A suspect is under arrest for the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee.
San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says 38-year-old tech entrepreneur Nima Momeni has been booked on the one charge of murder.
We can confirm that Mr. Lee and Mr. Momeni knew each other.
Police did not share further details about their connection. Lee was stabbed to death earlier this month in the Rincon Hill neighborhood. I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The U.S. and Ireland are standing together to oppose Russia's brutal aggression in Ukraine.
Ireland is working together with the United States and other partners to hold Russia accountable for its actions, including through significant sanctions and export control.
That's what President Biden declared during an address to Irish Parliament today. The president praised Ireland for accepting nearly 80,000 refugees since the war broke out in early 2022. Biden is the fourth U.S. president in history to address the Irish Parliament. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell will be on Capitol Hill next week when the Senate returns from recess. McConnell made the announcement on Thursday, more than 5 weeks after suffering a concussion. Former President Donald Trump spent Thursday in Manhattan in connection with a civil lawsuit against him and the Trump Organization. He was questioned under oath in the civil fraud case brought by New York's Attorney General involving Trump's company. Trump's attorney suggested he was enthusiastic about the deposition. Trump is expected to spend the night in the city and leave on Friday. Wall Street closed with stocks higher Thursday. This comes after another report pointed to inflation finally cooling down in the U.S. The PPI report showed it declined by 0.5% month over month against expectations for prices to be flat. And the FBI is reiterating a warning about traveling to Haiti. The U.S. State Department has issued a level 4 do not travel advisory for Haiti. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it sinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.